Hello, and welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. A healthy and prosperous lifestyle does not have to be stressful. We all have the tools within us to lead the way to reach our goals, but many of us need guidance on the how to get there. Hi, I'm your host Madhavi, and I'll be your guide on your side. Being well with busy lifestyles can be hard to do alone. Each week, I will be sharing bite-sized tips and tricks to help you make tiny changes that lead to big differences in your life practice. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and well-being. After all, you have nothing to lose, but only stress. Hello, and welcome to Follow Me Friday if you're watching me on my YouTube channel or on social media, and welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well if you're listening to me on my podcast. Today, I had something I wanted to share with you, something that came up when I was working with one of my wellness clients today. I currently work with young adults, about 15 and up, working with young adults, especially who are living in a dual culture, Indian parents, immigrants from India, and then the kids born and brought up here. So living in two different cultures, wearing a hat when you're at home, wearing another hat when you are outside in school, work, social, etc. I found myself in the same situation as these kids because I myself am a firstborn from immigrant parents. My parents raised us in Alabama, me and my sisters, Indian kids in Alabama. Very interesting. My hat is off to my parents. Total credit for what they did. They taught us the value of our culture, of our roots, and taught us what to do, respect, and continue our culture and belief. At the same time, they opened us up to learn the American culture, fit into the American society. They learned how and taught us how to mesh both cultures and become the humans that we are today. I am so thankful that my parents had the strength to do that way back in the 1970s. It was not an easy time. I right now live in Northern Virginia. It's a melting pot, they say. And I personally feel like that my children have had an advantage because here we are exposed to so many different beautiful cultures, and it all comes together and we're together in the American culture. So we understand what other people's beliefs are, understand what other people's values are. We respect that. At the same time, we are respected for what we believe and who we are and how we like to move through our lives. So working with these young adults, I've discovered that they have a state of overwhelm. They're overwhelmed because they themselves are not really sure on how to wear which hat and when. How do they find who they really are? So what they're ending up doing is they're trying to please everyone in their social circle, everyone at school, everyone at work, and then again at home. They're just trying to please and try to fit in. These overwhelming feelings actually get stuck in our subconscious mind as we're growing up, and they haunt us as adults. They come creeping up later on, and we feel overwhelmed and confused. And then it's the who am I? So working with this client today, I explained to them saying that who you are is who you want to be. It's not about what the society tells you who to be. It's not about what your parents tell you who to be. Your parents are people that are trying to get you to become, you know, successful in their, you know, in their own mind. They want you to be able to fly from the nest and do things on your own. They want you to be able to be capable of doing things, but they're weaving in their culture, and there's nothing wrong with that. And the same thing when you are in your social circles, when you are trying to fit in. After all, human beings, we are a pack. Or we move together. We want to be accepted and we want to be part of something. But remembering that you are an individual is what I was telling this client. You're an individual. You need to find out who you are and what you like to do. And then the people that have the same interests will follow, and you will find those people as well. So rather than worrying about what the external sources, what everybody is saying, Stop and listen to yourself. What is it that you want? What is it that makes you feel good? And everything else will work out. The thing is, the state of overwhelm in this situation is this client is about to sit for AP exams and worried and feeling overwhelmed. Are they going to do well? Are they going to get their 3, 4, or 5 so that the college will accept the class so they don't have to take it? So what I did was I had a conversation with the client and said, look, rather than worrying about what's the worst that can happen, I said, let's change that mental jargon to what's the best that can happen. And I gave 2 examples. What's the best that can happen? You can score the score that you want to score on this AP exam. Okay, you want a 5 or a 4, whatever it is. That's the best that can happen. What's the other best that can happen? Well, let's just say you don't score the score that the college will accept so that you can go ahead and count that class as a credit. You don't have to take it again. Let's just say that you didn't score the score. Let's, for example, English. So you have to take English in your freshman year again. But what I said is, the good thing is, if you have to take that class again, you're going to fly through it and even make an A and boost your GPA because you already know all the stuff. You already took the class. It's going to be easy. It's better than taking it for the first time. So there's 2 good things that can happen. So many of us are in the state of overwhelm because we are worried about what's the worst that can happen. And then I asked this client, what are you worried about? What are you really worried about? Worried about what are my parents going to think if I don't make the score? What is my social circle going to think if I don't make the score? This client actually has expectations from outside sources because this client is actually very intelligent, happens to be very successful in many things in their school, in their social environment, in their sports. They're just very successful with various things, and they're constantly making it to the top. So the expectations from the external sources says, oh, you're going to make it. You're going to be fine. We expect you to do 100% the best. I ask the client to step back and just think, what's the best that can happen? We always think what's the worst that can happen. Let's change the jargon. That's what I was saying. Change your mental jargon. Change your mental talk. Think about what's the best that can happen and go from there. Coming back to the dual cultures. Foreign cultures, we have our ideas of expectations. We have to be number one. We have to be the top, blah, blah, blah. But let me tell you something. Each and every one of us are successful in our own way. If everybody did the same thing, there wouldn't be a world. That's what I told a friend of mine one day. If everybody was doing the same profession, there wouldn't be a world. There needs to be multiple types of professions. There needs to be multiple types of artists. If we didn't have all these things, we wouldn't have a world. So each and every one of us has something very special to offer. And that's when I was coming down to this, sharing with this client. You need to find out who you are and what makes you happy. When you are happy, at the end of the day, your parents will be proud of you. I gave myself an example. I didn't go on the route that my parents and my social circle expected me to go. I shared this with my client and I'll share it with you guys today. I went to medical school for a semester. All my life, I was told, and at least I thought that's what I wanted to do. Back in the 70s, to become a physician was very prestigious. It was actually a status. Okay. It wasn't always about, is that what you want to do? Now, don't get me wrong. My friends who became physicians, they wanted to do it, and that's why they're doing it. Me, I'm not a physician, and I'm okay with it. What happened is I went to school for a semester. I was like, what am I doing? Is this what I really want to do? Because I started looking at my future. I created a blueprint of my life, of what my future was going to be. And then I took a semester off to think about it. And then I went back and I was like, I don't think I want to do this. It was the hardest thing for me to do was to tell my parents that I wanted to quit. Something that they thought that I was going to do all my life, something I thought I was supposed to do. And then I came home and I chose to do something else. I stayed in the medical field. I am in the healthcare profession. and I have complete joy with what I'm doing now. And this is what I shared with my client. And the best part was that my parents are proud of me for what I am doing today and what I have to offer. I've moved from the health profession into the spiritual realm. I teach yoga, and I've even moved further. I've become a board certified health and wellness coach, using my healthcare profession background to work with people to help them create organization in their life, making lifestyle changes, changing their habits, to change their numbers, to live the life that they want to live, to live their dream. Each one of us have a different dream. Each one of us have a different definition of what success is. I invite you not to allow the external sources to tell you who you are. Allow yourself to sit deep and think about what it is that you want. What brings you joy? What brings you joy? And whatever brings you joy is what's going to bring you success. And when you have success, you will have the life that you want to live. When you have the life that you want to live, you will find joy. It's all connected. So I invite you to not worry about putting the masks on or different hats on. Be you. When you are your most authentic self. And when you're your most authentic self, that's who people want to be around. And me sharing all this with you is me being authentic. It's me being completely transparent. Was it easy to share some of this? No. But I've learned from my yoga coaches, my health and wellness coaches, business coaches, and friends that if you are vulnerable, authentic, transparent, people will like you for who you are. And if someone doesn't like you, then you don't need them. They don't need to be in your life. Sometimes we think we want something, but it's not really what's going to work for us. And that's what happened to me when I was in school. And then I went back to school. So what? Some of us take a longer journey. Some of us take a longer journey, and it's okay. So here today, I share with you, don't get overwhelmed by what everybody else is packing in your head. Allow that to go. Stop and think and just breathe. And really listen to what you want. What is it that you want? They say you're never working a day in your life if you're doing what you love. Okay? We can all make it. We can all make it. Everybody's definition of success is different. Everybody's definition of success is different. And whatever your definition is, it's right for you. But that's all I have for you today. If you guys have any questions, comments, please reach out to me. Let me know. You can DM me if you're on social media, comment on YouTube. You can message me on my podcast. If you would like to learn more, schedule a 15-minute discovery call with me. What do you got to lose? 15 minutes of your time? You might learn something from that. I'm here to help. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next time, have a wonderful weekend. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. To learn more about weekly yoga sessions and group and individual lifestyle coaching sessions, visit my website, Prana Health Yoga and Wellness. For more inspiration, daily affirmations, challenges, and health and wellness support, join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Subscribe to this channel so that you won't miss a single weekly episode. And if you'd like to contact me to schedule a free 15-minute discovery call on how I may help you create the life of your dreams with the strengths that you currently have, click the link in the show notes below. Until next time, have a wonderful week.